Tonight, CNN has learned investigators of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 say evidence points to pro-Russian rebels as the culprit for bringing down the passenger plane. A draft report by the lead crash investigators, the Dutch Safety Board, also indicates Malaysia Airlines did not do enough to keep the plane out of harm's way. According to two sources with knowledge of the investigation, the report pinpoints the exact type of missile used, a Russian Buk surface-to-air missile. The report also pinpoints where it was launched and who was in control of the territory where it came from.
The Dutch Safety Board is very respected worldwide. They are methodical. They are not political in any way. And they have conducted this investigation in painstaking detail.
The Boeing 777 from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur was at about 30,000 feet over the Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine when it went down. U.S. officials have said a radar system saw a surface-to-air missile turn on and track an aircraft right before MH17 was shot out of the sky. Sources say the report blames Malaysia Airlines for failing to avoid the conflict zone. U.S. airline carriers make decisions about where to avoid flying based on warnings other countries send to their pilots. Dutch investigators say Malaysia Airlines did not review other countries' warnings and was unaware other airlines were avoiding the area.
It's sloppy. It's not good procedure. It shows a certain lack of commitment to a culture of safety.
Russian observers say the new details are a blow to Russian President Vladimir Putin's credibility. In the past, Putin has denied any responsibility for the crash of MH17.
There's so much overwhelming evidence that, yes, the Kremlin can continue to deny that it doesn't have involvement, but it just does not stand to any test.
Well, the final report is expected out this fall. We have reached out to Malaysia Airlines and Russian officials for a reaction to our reporting, but have not received a response. The crash investigation is separate from the ongoing criminal investigation, but Wolf, it is worth remembering some 298 people on board that plane all died.